好，感谢主。
Praise Lord。
亚森把我们带到2021年12月12日的主日讲道时间。
God gets us to December 12, 2021 sermon time.
今天讲到的题目是服事的动机。
Today's sermon title is motivation for serving.
讲到以前开始有个祷告。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你赐给我们有一个服事你的恩典啊。
We thank you, you give us the grace that we can serve you.
因为当我们相信了你，跟随你的脚步走，如果不服事你，我们的生命去哪里得到喂养呢？
Because once we believe in you and we follow you, and if we do not serve you, how can we just be trained by you?
因为我们的满足是在服事你的过程当中，我们去得到，去获取。
Because just from serving you, and we just receive the content.
主啊，给我们服事的能力吧。
Lord, please give us the ability that we can serve you.
因为这是你丰富的恩典啊。
Because this is your abundant grace.
求你教导我们。
Please teach us.
调整我们服事的动机，我们为什么要服事你呢？
Please help us to adjust our motivation. Why we serve you?
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，服事的动机。
Motivation for serving.
我们相信了耶稣基督就得救了。
So once we believe in Jesus Christ, we're saved.
我们每个人透过悔改归向主耶稣基督之后呢？
So after we just repent to you and just also believe in you,
我们一来到教会，马上就要面对一个很现实的问题啊。
When we come to the church, we will immediately just face a real question.
就是我们如何在基督的身体教会里边彼此配搭服事，荣耀主的名呢？
That is how do we to serve in the body of Christ and to glorify you?
那我可不可以单单是来到教会就是不服侍神呢？
Can I just come to the church and not to serve?
你说不行。
So if you say no, you can't.
可能这样的人在全世界的范围里面人数还不少。
Maybe in globally, and there are many people like this.
那我为什么要服侍呢？
Then why do I serve?
我服侍是被勉强的吗？
Am I being forced to serve?
每个人都会说，当然不是啦，我甘心乐意服侍神呢。
So many people will say, of course not, I'm just willingly to serve God.
那么到底我们为什么服侍神呢？
Then why do we serve God?
那这样的问题当然就很自然地浮现在我们的眼前吧。
Therefore, it's very easily, and this question just come to us.
你想逃避也逃避不了啊。
And it is hard, it's very hard just to escape from that.
你会发现有些人服侍的很喜乐，有些人服侍的很苦恼啊。
You will see some people serve God with very joyfully, and some just has a bitterness.
一边服侍一边有苦毒，有怨恨，有埋怨呐，对不对？
Some people they serve God, but at the same time they just have the complaint.
我想我们的前人也都经历这些痛苦了。
And I think that the people just before us also experienced this.
那我们今天就从保罗给我们的解释来看一看，我们为什么要服侍神，我们的动机是什么呢？
So let's just look at how Paul just tells us what is the motivation to serve.
保罗的结构很简单，这是主的心意啊，这是主的赎价呀，这是主的差遣啊，三个原因啊。
So Paul's reason is very simple. This is the Lord's will. This is the Lord's ransom. This is the Lord's sending.
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
这是主的心意。
This is the Lord's will.
我记得每当我读《民数记》的时候呢，
I remember when I read the book of Numbers,
给我留下一个总的印象。
And give me just like a general, just an image.
我发现神真的很喜欢他的子民在他的面前吃喝呀。
And I just found that God just really likes His people to eat and drink in front of Him.
每一次以色列人在神的面前吃喝，上帝都表现出他的喜悦来。
Each time, and the Israelites they eat and drink in front of you, and they're just pleased by you.
那么有吃喝也就必然有张罗吃喝的人嘛。
So when they have the food and the drink to have, and of course they're the people to serve that.
那如果神喜悦他的子民在一起吃喝，
if God is pleased by his people to eat and drink from him,
那么那些张罗吃喝服侍神的人岂不更加蒙他的喜悦吗？
Then those people who serve with the eat and drink, and don't they just receive and you're just pleased by you?
那有些怎样的事情蒙他喜悦呢？
Then what kind of things and pleased by you?
首先是祷告的服侍。
First, the serving of prayer.
有没有想过祷告是什么？
Have you thought about the what is prayer?
啊，这个老生常谈的问题，大家未必完全懂，可能知道一点，不知道一点，会不会啊
？Well, this is a question we talk about for all time, but maybe the answer is kind of different.
很快的想到，我们吃饭以前的饭前祷告是行不行啊
？So maybe we think about a prayer before the meal.
一早起床的灵修祷告可不可以呢
？And also the early morning devotional prayer.
那教会的祷告会的祷告。是不是祷告呢
？So it's a church prayers meeting. The prayer is that a prayer?
然后再加上晚上睡觉前的祷告，对吧
？Also plus to pray before going to bed.
一个信徒有这么多的祷告，应该是一个不错的信徒了，对不对
？So it should be good for a believer to pray so much, right?
但是保罗在今天这个经文怎么说呢
？However, here in today's verse, Paul says.
他说：“我劝你，第一要为万人恳求。”祷告代求助谢
So Paul says, he says, I urge, then first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people.
要请大家留意啊，保罗通常说了第一，他不说第二。
Just please note that Paul usually said the first and no longer said a second.
说明什么呢？
What does that mean?
说明祷告是信徒生命当中一件最重要的事情。
So it is an indication that a prayer is the most important thing in a believer's life.
他这里提到为万人恳求，什么意思呢
？He mentioned to plead for all people. What does that mean?
呀，其实这个就是以耶稣基督的心为心的意思了。
So that means that to take the heart of Jesus Christ as your heart.
呀，因为这个不是我们的。能力乃是主的心愿，对吧？他愿意万人都得救啊。
Because this is not our ability, that's God's will, and He just wants all people to be saved.
所以呢，我们是可以没有帮助万人的能力。
So therefore, we may just not to have the ability to help like a 10,000 people.
却不可没有为万人祷告的心啊，弟兄姐妹。
However, we just must not just without having the heart to pray for that 10,000 people, brothers and sisters.
你按照使命宣言的经文《使徒行传》一章八节来看呢
？We look at Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
呀，从耶路撒冷直到地极。
So from Jerusalem to the ends of the world.
我们可能会经过犹大全地和撒玛利亚，对不对
？So we may just pass through and the whole land of Judah and Samaria, right?
更加重要的是，在经文当中是没有一个时空的拦阻的。
So actually, in the verses, and there's no need to be hindered by time and space.
啊，我们今天国际网络联合教会的祷告，我们就可以从。啊，美国的达拉斯一直到世界的任何一个地极之处，也包括犹大全地和撒玛利亚，无处不在，都可以祷告所到的位置，对不对
？So just like our prayer, and just from the International Online United Church, when we just pray here in Dallas, and it can just go to like Judah, the Samaria, and also the ends of the world.
所以祷告的核心是以耶稣基督的心为心。去看待你所面对的这个世界，对不对
？So therefore, and the heart to pray actually is with the Christ heart.
啊，其次呢
？Second
是敬虔的服侍
，Godly serving.
什么是敬虔呢
？What is godliness?
敬虔是我们对主的态度啊。
Godliness is our attitude towards the Lord.
那么，因为敬虔而产生的服侍，这是敬虔的果子了。
Therefore.And the serving, that is a fruit of godliness.
我们看看保罗当时正处在怎样的生命光景呢
？Let's see what kind of situation and Paul was during the time.
呀，从他的生命周期来看，他应该已经进入他服事当中中晚期了。
So when Paul said this, he was in the middle and the last stages of his life in serving.
大概是主后61到64年之间吧。
So that was about in 61 to 64 AD.
呀，应该是他第一次进到监狱入狱获释释放。
So it may be the first time that he was released from prison.
他应该是前往马其顿的首都。帖撒罗尼迦这个路上吧，应该正在这个路上写的这一卷书。
So he may be just on the way to just Thessalonica in Macedonia.
换句话讲呢
？In other words.
呀，保罗这个时候他的属灵生命已经比较成熟了。
So that means during that time, and Paul's spiritual life is getting more mature.
他早年时候的血气的痕迹已经渐渐的减少了。
So the mark of just go by the flesh in the early stage is kind of reduced.
我们发现他将敬虔的考虑是放在为在上掌权者的祷告与信徒的平安度日的关系上。
So Paul just put the godly consideration on the relationship between praying for those in power and living in peace.
Yeah, 懂得这个真理真的需要胜过自己的许多血气啊。喜好啊，意愿啊，对吧
？So to understand about this truth, actually, we just need to just overcome with by just our preference.
我们尝试进入保罗的心思意念去看这段经文所面对的时代呢
？So let's try to go into like a Paul's that mindset to look at that the stage during the time.
那尽管当时罗马政权基本上是一个敌基督的政权了
，Although the Roman just the region at a time was basically Antichrist,
特别是他的罗马皇帝，对吧
？Especially the Roman emperor.
他是拜太阳神为他的偶像宗教嘛
？He just worshipped the god of sun and just as their religion.
属神的儿女呢？保罗劝勉，仍然要为这样的人祷告。
So Paul is exhorting that the children of God should still have to pray for those.In authority.
已经邪恶到这种地步了，还要为他祷告，对吧
？So those people in authority, they're just already so evil, and still need to pray for them.
道理何在呢
？So what is the reason?
按照我们人的标准来讲，这么来逼迫我们教会，这么来拆我们十字架，这么来毁我们的教堂，这样来抓我们的传道人，还要为他们祷告吗
？So based on the human standard, and if you just arrested our system, pastor, and destroyed the church, so why would we still pray for you?
按照我们的血气呢
Based on our flesh,
按照年轻的彼得的生命呢
Based on the young life of Peter,
可能恨不得主啊从天上降个火把他灭了算了
So he may just pray for God to send the fire to destroy those evil ones
但我们看见保罗这个时候的属灵生命已经开始进入比较成熟的阶段了
But at this time, when we see that the Paul's life is getting just its maturity
在他的属灵逻辑关系里面怎么看这个问题呢
So in his spiritual logic, how did Paul look at it?
因为福音本是神的大能啊
The gospel is the power of God
既然是神的大能就要救一切包括他们在内的一切相信的人呐、啊。
Since that is the power of God, so the gospel is to save all believers, including those people.
那么基督徒在一切在上掌权者是应该怎样的呢
？So for the attitude of the Christian in front of those people in authority, what should they do?
基督徒的态度应该是谦恭有礼的。
So the attitude for the Christian is should be just courteous.
也绝不需要去拍马屁的
And don't need to just to please them
应该是不卑不亢
And should be just being humble
而且往前走多一步要充满爱心
And also just move further We need to just full of the love
千万不要有仇恨
Never Just do not have the hatred
原因是什么呢
What is the reason?
你一充满仇恨你就跟他们一样啦
BecauseIf your heart is full of the hatred, then you are the same like them.
更加积极的意义来看是怎么回事呢
？So if we just look even further,
就是你并不晓得一件事情。
So that is because you don't know one thing.
上帝的福音是否将要临到眼前这位正在逼迫你的人？你同意吗
？Because you don't know whether the gospel is about to come to those people who is persecuting you.
如果我们也是你踢我一拳，我打你一脚，你踩我十字架，我来个恐怖暴动，那你跟外邦人有什么区别呢
？If you just persecute me, and then I just do the revenge.Are we the same as a Gentile?
祷告的服事，敬虔的服事。
So the prayer and to serve also with the godly serving.
最后是读经的服事。
Finally, the ministry of reading the Bible.
读经的目的就是明白真道嘛，对吧
？The purpose of reading the Bible that is to understand the truths, right?
当然，在神学院里边研究圣经呢，是一种非常宝贵，甚至我看的比较奢侈的方式了。
Of course.Studying the Bible in a seminar that is a very precious and even just an extravagant way.
我曾经就期待着，希望我今后有个机会能够读一个神学博士，在神学里教神学，这是我年轻的时候很想做的事情。
I used to just have the dream that I just want to just go to the seminary and just have the get a doctor's degree.
要自己平日里呢，也可以养成一个研究圣经的习惯呢。
You can also just develop the habit of studying the Bible just on Tuesday thing.
也可以久而久之加深对圣经的了解嘛。
And with that, you can just deepen your understanding of the Bible over time.
你可能心想，哎呀，我又不当牧师，又不当传道人，研究那么多圣经做什么呢？
You might think, I'm not thinking to become a pastor or minister. Why do so?
但我今天给大家一个建议啊。
But today, let me give a suggestion.
是一种持之以恒而且行之有效的方法。
And that is the way at just persevering and effective method.
其实就是每天的灵修的习惯。
Actually, that is the daily devotion.
因为你是每天读。
Because you read the Bible every day.
因为你是坚持读。
And you persistently reading.
因为你是不间断的读。
And interrupt reading.
你不但读经，你还思考啊。
You not only read, also you think.
你还去感受这个经文呢。
Also, you just feel the verse.
而且边读边感受，还边面对教会的各种需要啊。
And not only this, and you also you're facing the daily life of the church.
请留意我下面这句话哦。
Please pay attention to what I'm going to tell you.
当你的灵修养成习惯的时候呢
？When you just form a habit to do devotion,
圣经就成了拟人化的陪伴同行啊。
And the Bible just become an anthropomorphic this companion.
它就整个神的话语就从字面上立起来陪伴你一同行走天路啊。
That the God's word just become just so vivid and just walk with you.
如果我们不但是灵修，而且还将灵修写下来分享出去。
Also, if we not only just do the devotion, to the devotion, also we share it.
那你就会经历一个活水般的生命了。
Then you will experience a life just like living water.
所以这个时候不但是立体，而且是灵体般的心意更新而变化了。
So.Not only is it just like a three-dimensional, but even spiritually, it just renews and changes your mind.
渐渐的你也懂得如何活出神的心意了。
And then gradually, you just know how to live out the will of God.
这是主的心意。
This is God's will.
你借着读经、敬虔和祷告的服事呢
？So through the reading the Bible and just live godly and also just serve.
以至于能够活出神的心意。
Therefore, you can live out God's will.
这就是我们服事的第一动机啊。
So that is the first motivation to serve.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
这是主的赎价。
This is the Lord's ransom.
基督救赎是人类历史上的一个最大的奥秘，你能体会得到吗
？So Christ's redemption, that is the greatest mystery in the history of mankind.
即使你是神学院的教授啊。
So even though you're the seminary professor,
或者你对圣经有极高的造诣啊
，or you for one you just have extremely high just attainments in the Bible.
其实也很难有人把基督的救赎讲得完全分辨的清晰啊。
Actually, just very few people can just speak completely and clearly about the Bible.
你想过为什么呢
？Have you thought about the reason?
因为首先，赎价的本身就是一个奥秘啊。
So first, the ransom by itself is a mystery.
上帝在付赎价，在逻辑上是仿佛很难自圆其说呀。
So it is logically just difficult to justify God's just the payment of the ransom.
就是我们在神学院读书时候都要去辩论啊，思考啊。
When I study in a seminary, we just have to just think about that, also debate for that.
我们今天也可以讨论，也可以辩论啊，对吧
？And today we can also debate about this.
人在犯罪以前，神已经有言在先啦，说你吃的日子必定死啊。
So before and the human just sin, and God already said if you eat it, and that you will not die.
那最后呢？犯罪的就是这人呐。
And so that is human beings who sin.
就是亚当夏娃呀。
That's Adam and Eve.
就是我们这些人类的始祖了。
So they're the ancestors of mankind.
所以神是有言在先，是并不需要为此负责任的。
So God already just spoke that in advance, and He does not need to bear responsibility.
对不对？大家想过这问题没有
？Have you thought about this?
所以，你这个付赎价有一点讲不通，对吧
？Therefore, it just doesn't make sense, and just to pay the ransom.
接下来的问题就是付赎价付给谁呢？
The next question is, and just whom is the ransom paid to?
当然有人说，那付给撒旦呐、撒旦是空中掌权者，所以上帝从这个 这个撒旦的权柄权势当中把人拯救出来要付一个代价付个赎价。
So some would just say, we just paid a ransom to Satan and just to redeem.
这么讲，你不觉得叫上帝情何以堪，颜面何存呢
？So just say this, that how can God put His face into this?
那就付给上帝自己呗。
Then how about just pay to God Himself?
有一点，好像有点讲不太清楚，对吧
？Then it still just cannot just state clearly.
那有些人就把三一论。Yeah, 拿来这里有好像有用武之地啦。
Some people just here just use the Trinity theory to the debate.
就是圣子基督耶稣呢，他代死付赎价给天父，来消解天父的愤怒啊。
And so is the Holy Son, Christ and Jesus, and just died and for us, and then he just paid the ransom.
Yeah, 这件事呢在三位一体真神的三个不同位格当中内部得到解决也好像勉强讲得通
So it seems like this is solved just in the Trinity theory seems like it just makes sense
但是耶稣来了亲自向我们启示天父是怎样的神以后呢开始又觉得有些不对了
But Jesus came and just let us knowThe Heavenly Father is, but in this way, it still doesn't quite make sense.
他鼓励门徒称呼神是我们在天上的父，对吧
？He encourages disciples and to call God as that our God in the Heavenly Father.
今天的经文也说他愿意万人都得救啊。
So in today's verse, it's also talking about he wants all people to be saved.
好像这样一看来呢，这三一论所说的圣子父给天父、圣父这个好像又有点不相符合。
And then in this case, and we see the Trinity theory talking about the Holy Father seems like it just doesn't quite fit.
所以我们可不可以从利未记这个五个献祭、利未记五祭这个角度简单看这个问题呢
？Then can we just from the perspective of the five sacrifices concept in Leviticus?
就把它当作一个普通的一个赎罪祭的观念来理解，可不可以呢
？Then it is just understood just as a concept of a sin offering.
当然，在这一点，神学家不同的观点。我的观点是这个。
Of course, the theologians and they have a different viewpoint, but this is my viewpoint.
这个赎价就是为了满足上帝自己的公义了。
And the purpose of the ransom that is to satisfy God's own righteousness.
如果这样看来的话，是讲得通的。
And that's what to explain, and that does make sense.
这个赎价是为了支付给上帝自己的公义。
The ransom is paid to God's righteousness.
这就成为一个超越逻辑的合理奥秘了。
And it can also just be said to be a reasonable mystery beyond logic.
当然，这个问题还是 open， 还是可以谈的。
Of course, and this topic is open. We can still talk about that.
无论如何，基督付上这个赎价，这是真的。
No matter what, and Christ paid for the ransom.
至于付给谁呢
？So as far as and who paid to?
大家可以讨论了。我认为是付给上帝自己的公义。
And we can still discuss. But to me, in my view, I think it's paid to God's righteousness.
他说了，你吃的日子必定死。这句话就要成真了。它是真理啊
！And God has already said, "Day you eat it, you will die."
那他也是公义啊
！He is also the righteous one.
所以他说了，那就是安天立地的话语。
So when God said this, and the word stand firm,
人满足不了，基督来替你满足，这是讲得通的。
Human being cannot just satisfy for this, so Christ can.
其次呢，是赎价的唯一啊
！Secondly, the ransom is the only one.
赎价的唯一性指的什么呢？
The uniqueness of the ransom, what is that?
Yeah, 赎价的唯一性指的是基督的神人二性。
So the uniqueness of the ransom refers directly to the divine and human nature of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 我们怎么思考这个问题呢
？So how do we think about this question?
我们要想想为什么在旧约时代献了这么多的牛羊还不能够止息上帝的愤怒呢
？So think about this. In the Old Testament, this offer already offered so many cattle.
还不能够平息圣父他公义的烈火呢
？And how come they just cannot just to quell just God's wrath?
其实道理很简单。
The reason is very simple.
因为基督来了，向我们彰显这个真理，我们就懂了。
Because Christ came and revealed to us the truth.
因为过去所献的牛羊都是死祭，哪怕献燔祭，整只羊、整只牛烧了，那就死了。
Because the sacrifice of the cattle and sheep is a death sacrifice, including the burnt offering.
所以他只能做一次性的献祭，对吧？
So they can only just do just like a one-time sacrifice.
要每一次向神祷告都要献个祭啊！你看亚伯拉罕去哪里向神献个祭，再往前走。
Every time they just pray to God, they must just offer the sacrifices, just like what Abraham did.
要大祭司一年也只能一次进入至圣所为百姓 代求与神沟通，对吧？
And the high priest can only enter the Holy of Holies once a year to pray for the people and confess their sins.
想想这个大祭司也不容易， 他要收集一年的代祷事项，然后进到至圣所跟神一件一件的讲啊，对吧？
So it is also not easy work for the high priest because he has to collect all the prayer requests for the whole year.
也包括张家的祈求、李家的认罪，或者是全民有什么共同的心愿要跟神沟通啊，都是大祭司的职责啊。
So the high priest has his duty just to collect all the prayer requests and to pray.
如果这个大祭司自己本身不圣洁呢，出不来了，死在里边了，身上绑条带子。
And the high priest is not holy, and then he may just died in this holy of holies.
Yeah, 身上绑条带子，为什么呢？
So and there's a bell just wrapped around him.
Yeah, 怕他死在里面，尸体发臭啊，从又拉人又进不去，绳子把他尸体拉出来。
Because he has a sin and he just died in holy of holies, people have to just drag him out.
啊，这是耶稣基督降世为人之前神选民的献祭的方式啊。
So that is the way and the God's elects that offer that before Jesus Christ came.
但是耶稣基督来到世上以后呢？
And then after Jesus Christ came to the world,
他把自己当作是上帝的羔羊献给上帝啊。
He offered himself as a sacrifice.
呀，那就只需要献一次，为什么呢？
Then he only needs to just offer once.
Why? 因为基督从死里复活了。
Because Jesus already rose from the dead.
以至于我们只要奉他的名向神祷告，就可以完成这个沟通啊。
So we can just pray to God and just have a fellowship with God for Father in His name.
要不但如此，他复活以后呢，还坐在父神的右边，每天为我们代求，成为神人之间的中保啊。
So not only that, the resurrected Lord just sit at the right hand, the right side of God the Father, and just pray for us.
为什么我们必须相信耶稣基督这个唯一性的道理就在这里？
So that is the reason why we need to believe in Jesus Christ.
好，最后是赎价的见证啊。
Finally, the testimony of the ransom.
保罗怎么说呢？
How did Paul say?
他说他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候这是必证明出来。
So Paul said he gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time.
Yeah, 这是赎价的见证嘛。
So this is the testimony of the ransom.
Yeah, 这个原文来讲呢，这个证明两个字就是见证的意思了。
So the proof of the original text is the meaning of the testimony.
Yeah, 所以做万人的赎价，基督做赎价，如何见证出来呢？
So how does the Christ testify for this?
Yeah, 这个见证就在凡相信他的神儿女的身上吧。
So this testimony is in the children of God.
什么样的见证呢？
What kind of a testimony?
Yeah, 就是感恩的见证啊。
That's a thanksgiving testimony.
就是对基督在十字架上的舍命有感动的见证啊。
That is a testimony that is moved by the Christ's death on the cross.
Yeah, 就是有一个愿意去传福音的见证啊。
Also, it's willingly to just share the gospel.
所以记住了，你的见证就是两方面，一个感恩，一个传福音。
Therefore, your testimony has the two parts. One is the thanksgiving, and one is to share the gospel.
这两样见证是基督救赎最直接的见证，弟兄姐妹。
So, brother and sister, this too just be the most direct testimony of Jesus Christ's ransom.
你不妨问问你自己吧。
So, ask yourself.
如果你对基督为你舍命，你是无感，毫无感觉。
If you just have no sense of just Christ giving His life for you,
或者说你对传福音也从来不感兴趣
，and you just have never been just interested in just preaching the gospel,
那你可能真的要自我反省一下了。
Then you just have to reflect on yourself.
Yeah, 你正在信的是不是那位为你舍命的耶稣基督呢？
The one you're believing now is that the Lord Jesus Christ, and who just sacrificed His life for you.
Yeah, 在我以前刚刚出信成长的时候，教会有一个弟兄也分享他的生命啊。
So when I first believed in Jesus, and there's one brother shared about this.
他说，怎么你们分享生命这么多 exciting, 这么多感动的，我就是平平淡淡毫无感觉啊。
And he said, when you share about your life, how can you have so much passion? But for me, I just have to, don't feel much.
他平常也是非常稳重的那种类型的人吧。
So it's just usually in the ordinary, he's a person who just kind of just very settled.
我们其实也着实的羡慕了一番，怎么我们生命这么 up and down 的高高低低起伏不平，他就是那么平静安稳，好像毫无感觉，毫无那种跟神那种互动的关系呢？
And we just kind of admire him. How come he just so calm and just so settled? But we just kind of just jumping up and down.
要所谓日久见人心呐。
However, when days goes by and we will see the about the people's heart.
要时间一过去，就过了三十年了。
Then 30 years from that.
要大概二十年之内的这个人就离开教会，离开信仰了。
Then within 20 years, and this person.He just left the church and he just left the belief.
所以如果你对基督舍命毫无感觉
Therefore, if you just have no sense about Jesus Christ that just died for us,
如果你对传福音毫无兴趣
if you have no interest to share the gospel,
那我可要鼓励一下你啊
then I want to just encourage you.
你可能需要重新来到神的面前去走一个过场，你是不是真信耶稣了
？You just really need to come back and just to ask to see and to whether you really believe in God.
你今天这样的反省
，So with your reflection today,
好过以后去到神的大宝座面前的时候，我对你一直都没感觉，那你说主会对你说什么呢
？And it is better when the day and you come to just God's white throne and just to repent.
主会不会对你说我根本不认识你呢
？Would God said I don't know you?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
盼望每一个人都能够诚实无伪地面对自己的生命面对爱我们为我们舍命的主啊
And I hope we just honestly just face our life also face the Lord Jesus Christ
要这件事可能比所有的事情都重要啊
So this matter is the most important matter
因为这是主的赎价你不可以轻视不可以轻慢不可以不当一回事的
Because that's the God's ransom, and you just cannot overlook.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
呀，这是主的差遣。
This is the Lord's sending.
呀，从广义上讲，我们都是天国在地上的大使啊。
Broadly speaking, we're all ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven on earth.
呀，透过做传道的、做使徒的、做外邦人的师傅来做这个大使，对吧
？So either as a minister or an apostle or as teacher just to the Gentiles.
在本质上都是蒙了主的差遣的。
The essence is that we have been sent by God.
呀，首先是传道人的使命。
First, the mission of ministers.
我们了解到提摩太前后书呢，其实是。保罗属灵生命的成熟之作了。
We know that the first and second Timothy are the work of apostles, the spiritual maturity.
呀，保罗对教会圣工的分类已经日臻成熟了。
Paul's classification of ministry of the church has matured day by day.
从狭义上来讲呢
？In a narrow sense,
传道人就是蒙神呼召全世界服事的人嘛。
A minister is someone who is called by God to serve God full time.
那怎么去界定这个尺度呢？
So how do we just define that?
我们可以考虑参考一下，参照一下犹太拉比的尺度来看一下，行吗
？So let's take a look of the Jewish, the rabbi scale.
要一是看你的时间，二是看你的金钱。
One is to look at the time, the other is look at the money.
其实简单的讲，就是看传道人在时间上、金钱上是否向神全人的委身呢
？Speak simply, it is to see whether the minister is fully committed to God in terms of time and money.
这两样是大家可以评估，可以看得到你的见证啊。
There's two things that we can just evaluate just to see about your testimony.
你的心智怎么样？你跟神去交这个账呗。
Then how your just the mindset is, you give account to God.
传道人是否愿意在神的面前立志？有一个牧格呢，有一个牧者的格在里边呢。
So can a minister just show that he has a character to shepherd the church?
就是此生只是单单使用从耶和华那里而来供应的钱呢
？That is whether his life would just only use the money supplied from God.
也遵循利未人的生活准则。
And also follow the Levites the living standard.
不为自己，也不为子孙去购置存储财产啊。
And not to buy or store the property for themselves and their children.
Yeah, 时间上所使用的原理也是同样的道理啊。
It's the same principle applies to the use of time.
Yeah, 今天许多在职场中服侍的人也想挂一个牧师传道人的招牌头衔呢。
Many people who serve in the workplace today also want to just have a title of a pastor or minister.
那在世间中大家也都对你无所谓了。
So in the world, and people just don't mind about that.
但是有一天你要跟神交这笔账呢。
However, one day you need to give account to God.
你至少现在就可以检测一下你自己的财产清单呢。
At least now you can kind of examine about your property list.
如果你钱一大堆，你还说你是利未人吗？
If you just have a tons of the assets and money, and can you say you're a Levite?
如果你一天到晚就跑去做生意啊，做这事做那事，你的时间上的没有多少给主，你还说你是牧师吗？
If you just spend a tons of time and just work on to do your own business, but you just claim that you're a pastor.
好，其次是做使徒的恩赐了。
Second, the gift of being an apostle.
使徒是初代教会一个很清楚明显的印记了。
The apostle is a mark of the early church.
当时教会的定义就是那些曾经亲眼见过主、聆听过主的教导的那些门徒。
So that refers to those disciples who have seen the Lord with their own eyes and listened to the Lord's teaching.
这在初代教会的界限是十分清楚的。
The divine line in the early church was very clear.
甚至连保罗的使徒身份也受到质疑的。
Even Paul's apostle status was questioned.
因为保罗与主相见，他不是钉十字架以前的基督，乃是已经死了复活以后的基督，他见的是这个复活以后的主啊。
Because Paul met with the Lord is the Lord after his resurrection.
大家知道在大马士路上对吧
？And we all know that he met the Lord on Damascus Road.
我们可以尝试想一下。
So let's imagine.
如果连保罗的使徒身份都尚且被质疑的话呢
？If even Paul's identity as an apostle is still being questioned.
更何况我们今天在坊间自称的这些使徒们呢
？Let alone the apostles who call themselves today.
其实事实上，到了二世纪以后呢
？In fact, after the second century,
使徒就已经从职分向恩赐转化了。
The apostle has transformed from office to gift.
Yeah, 使徒的恩赐是指那些开拓型的事工，比如说职堂啊，建立新的事工啊等等。
The gifts of apostle refers to a pioneering ministry, such as the church planting and establishing new ministries.
Yeah, 教会从来都是门徒训练事工，没有使徒训练事工，没有的。
In the church, we only have the ministry of discipleship training, not so-called this that.Apostles that just train.
Yeah, 教会从来没有一个事工说让我们来栽培一下，让人成为使徒，没有这个事工。
In the church, we never say that we equip the brother sister to be an apostles.
但是却让我们做主的门徒啊。
But just to be the disciple of God.
所以鼓励那些比较热衷于想去做使徒的人呢。
So I encourage just those who are just more keen to be apostles.
其实可以考虑选择。担当教会的一些比较卑微的配角与神同工对你带来的益处更加大呀弟兄姐妹
You may just want to consider just to choose to serve a humble supporting role and co-work with God
最后是做师父的托付
Finally, be entrusted by the master
这是指教会的教导事工了
This refers to the teaching ministry of the church
这是教会的五大职能之一了
This is one of the five major functions of the
church 哪五大职能呢
So what are the five functions of the church?
就是敬拜、教导、团契、行政及福音宣教了。
Namely, worship, teaching, fellowship, administration, and evangelism.
而主的大使命呢，是将门徒训练囊括在其中里边的。
The Lord's Great Commission includes the discipleship training, which is just to teach the God's people to be masters.
就是要教导神的子民做主门徒，而不是做主的使徒啊。
So that is to teach God's people just to be the disciple.
他说：“所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名，给他们施浸。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了，对不对
？”So therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always.To the very end of the age.
这就是做师父的托付啊。
This is the entrustment of being a master.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们服事的动机会直接影响到我们属灵生命的品质啊。
The motivation of the servant directly affects the quality of our spiritual life.
而这生命的品质呢，又会产生出不同的生命光景。
And the quality of life just produces different life situations.
我们如果愿意以耶稣基督的心为心呢
？If we're willing to take the heart of Jesus Christ as our heart,
你就一定会在乎神的心意啊。
That we will just care about.The heart of God.
我们如果是对主的舍命有感动呢
？If we are moved by the Lord's death,
就必然会为他做感恩的见证啊。
For sure, we will share the thanksgiving and testimony for him.
就做传福音的见证啊。
Also testify for the gospel.
如果我们真的是愿意顺服神呢
？If we just are willing to obey God,
我们一定会领受主的差遣嘛。
And for sure, we will receive the Lord's sending.
就必在使命、恩赐以及托付上尽忠心。
That we must be faithful in mission, gifts, and entrustment.
请问你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主，你赐给我们服事的动机。
Thank you, give us the motivation to serve you.
因为你是让我们了解神你的心意啊。
Because you want us to understand by your heart.
我们在你的心意上去服事你。
We serve you just in your mindset.
我们愿意在祷告、敬虔和读经上尽我们的忠心呢。
We want to be faithful in just our prayer and godliness.
主，我们感谢你为我们付出沉重的赎价。
We thank you. You just paid the heavy ransom for us.
这赎价是为了满足你自己的公义啊。
And this ransom is to fulfill your own righteousness.
也唯有你才配得这个资格去付上这个赎价，因为你是完全的神，完全的人呢。
Only you are the one, and you are worthy that you pay for the ransom.
主啊，如此这般的赎价，我们怎能不为你去做见证呢
？So with such a ransom, how can we not to testify for you?
主啊，这是你的差遣啊。
Lord, this is your sending.
让我们在传道、做使徒、做师傅上尽忠心。
You let us just be faithful in sharing the gospel and just being the master.
如此服事的动机，主啊，我在这里。
With such a motivation to serve, Lord, here I am.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.